Pastor Kerry Willis, and I welcome you to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks.
And I'm Grayson Willis. We're so glad that you've joined us for this final edition of Front Porch Talks of 2017. We hope that it'll be a half hour of hope for your life.
Exactly. Can't believe, Grayson, another year is coming to an end. Where does time go, bro?
Well, Dad, two things come to my mind when you're talking about how quickly life goes by. And the Bible talks about how short life is, about how it says it's here today and gone tomorrow, kind of like a mist. And then also, I remember a saying, and you can remind me what it is exactly, about how fast life goes and how quickly children grow up.
Yes, when I used to be a portrait photographer before I was a pastor, we used to have an advertisement that we ran in the local newspaper to ask parents, you know, to consider photographing their children before they were grown up. And the saying went something like this: whatever happened to yesterday, it picked up my children and stole them away. And that's kind of what's happened in 2017. It is history. But we know that our God is the God of our yesterdays. And it's quite true that we've lost some opportunities that will never return in this year that's passing. But God can transform our anxiety into thoughtfulness for the future. And so the past can rest, and we let it rest in the sweet embrace of Jesus. We let the broken, irreversible past stay in His hands, His nail-scarred hands, and we're going to begin to step out into a future with Him. I like the idea, Grayson, that I've heard before. Jesus has already been into our future, and He comes now to lead us safely there. So it is the final broadcast of 2017. Actually, we're broadcasting now the last day of the year, December the 31st. I have a prayer, Grayson, that I put together a few years ago, and I thought I would kind of go through it today. It's a prayer for the new year. And I call it my prayer for God's new year. It's in two parts, and I'll see how far we can get through this today. We'll use it as our thought-provoking idea. It comes from Psalm 31 and verse 15, God's Word translation. My future is in your hands. I love that passage. My future is in your hands. It's a prayer that we pray to God. Psalm 31 verse 15. And as a result of that, I have written a prayer that goes along with the transition of an old year to a new year. And I'm going to pray some of that even now, and we can talk about it, Grayson. I'll just sort of pause the prayer, and we'll have a conversation about some of the things that I have prayed. Almighty personal God, loving Abba Father, You are our past, present, and future foundation. We absolutely adore You. Your greatness is unrivaled. Your holiness is unmatched. We are grateful to You for the year that is fading fast and for the year that is rapidly rising. Amen. I'll pause the prayer there, Grayson. Anything on your mind based on those two paragraphs of the prayer that I've prayed so far?
Well, Dad, certainly, even though this year is come and gone, we shouldn't take it for granted. Certainly, we should take time to thank God for all that He's done in this year, whether it be times that were good or times that were difficult. We should thank Him in all circumstances. And although we might not know what our future holds, we know that He holds our future. I thought about that as you were talking right before you began the prayer. So that's just a few thoughts that I have so far.
Good thoughts. So let me continue praying. Help us in your new year, loving Abba Father, to worry less and to worship more. We desire to teach our children to laugh by laughing with them, to teach others to love and trust by loving and trusting them. We know that when You sent Your love to Bethlehem's manger, He came so we could really know You. Yes, Your love came to be with us, to reign in us, to flow through us. Amen. I'll pause the prayer there again, Grayson. Any other new thoughts based on what I prayed this last piece here?
Well, I was thinking about that part of the prayer focuses on us, you know, spending time with others or maybe encouraging others or sharing the love of Christ with others. And that's certainly something that we want to do in this new year as we go into 2018, is to share Christ's love with those around us. And just be a witness to everybody that we come in contact with.
Yes, Grayson, so true. And I really do pray that we will worry less and worship more in the new year. And I pray that we will laugh and we will trust. And I pray also that He will reign in us and flow through us. All of that is straight from my heart. Now, let me pray a little more. Let's continue the prayer. Help us in your new year to share your Son, your Spirit, and your everlasting love with others. We desire, loving Abba Father, to hear your love song in every sunrise, in the singing of the birds in our backyards, in the stories of our parents and grandparents, and in the visions of our children. Help us to stop and to be still long enough and often enough to hear your love songs, so that we may know you intimately. So be it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pause the prayer again. And anything there, Grayson, that you'd like to elaborate on?
Well, I think we should just every day look for Him in our day, whether it be in the beauty of His creation and a sunrise, or like you said, the birds or other animals around us, or the beauty maybe in our area of the mountains. We shouldn't take those things for granted and just see God's awe in His creation in every situation that we come in contact with. And something that I meant to say earlier in another part of the prayer was about worshiping more and worrying less. Certainly that's something we can't do on our own, but something we can only do by asking God to help us worship more and to worry less.
Exactly. That's the best thing about leaving an old year, going to a new year, is we don't go alone. Jesus promised that He would never forsake us or leave us. You know, there's an old song I used to sing years ago titled, Jesus Never Fails. And I'll tell you what He never fails to do. He never fails to be with us. He promised, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Surely I am with you to the very end of the age. And so certainly we do not move into the new year alone. We move with the Almighty God who loves us and gave His Son for us, so that we can move with Him into the future for forever. It's a beautiful thought. And we want to stop and be still. You know, during the Advent season, I was asking our people to be sure to wait on the Lord. I called it practicing patience. And I remember there were many days when I did that practically. If I went to the mall or I went to the grocery store, I would take the furthest parking place away from the front door, so that I would have to wait and I would have to be patient, practice patience. And all of that did a beautiful thing in my heart. It built up a longing within my spirit for the Lord to be my Lord. And so I'm praying that will continue in the new year. My new mantra for the new year, maybe for the rest of my life, is that great word of the Christian church from the very beginning, Maranatha. It means, come Lord Jesus. And I'm going to pray with anticipation in my heart. Not only has He come in the Bethlehem manger as a baby, not only has He come to us now through the Holy Spirit, but He will one day come back to the earth. And so I say, Maranatha, amen. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And I want to live that way. I want to live waiting on Him, because He certainly is worth the wait. I'm going to continue the prayer now, Grayson, and you put your ears on and see what the Lord may speak to you through these next few ideas that I want to raise to the Lord in prayer. Almighty personal God, help us to grow together in the days ahead. Help us to go serve in Holy Spirit unity. On this day, we rejoice in your word, and in this world you love personally into being. We are grateful to you for another new year, for new opportunities on the horizon. We pray for your light in darkness, for your hope in seemingly hopeless circumstances. Amen. Let me pause the prayer again, Grayson, and you lean in and speak what's on your heart.
Well, Dad, not only should we thank Him for the year that's passed and all the things He's done, but we should also thank Him for the year that's ahead, for the new opportunities that He will give us, and also for getting us through another year and allowing us to be here in this new year, and just pray that we make the most of the opportunities that He gives us.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful words. And I know as you speak those, you're praying those words as well. We do pray for his light in our darkness. And we do believe that because of Jesus, because he came to Bethlehem, because he went to Calvary, because he came out of the grave outside Jerusalem, because he ascended back to heaven, and he is coming again, that he is our hope in seemingly hopeless circumstances. Let me pray some more, Grayson. We desire to be your sent ones. Reign within us so we can effectively be light. Go shine. Forgive us where we have lived beneath our inheritance as your children this past year. We leave the past in your hands, and we step out into the unknown new year, assured that you have already been in our future and will now go there with us, in us, and through us for your glory. Amen. And I'll pause there again, Grayson, in case you want to speak also into some of these thoughts.
Well, we should certainly ask God to forgive us for any areas where we fell short in his will this past year, and not be paralyzed by those mistakes and not let it affect us in the future other than to learn from it, but just not to make those same mistakes going forward in the future. And certainly we should ask him and thank him for going with us into the future so that we don't make the same mistakes that we made in the past, and asking him to help us be his light to those around us.
Exactly. And he will forgive us where we've lived beneath our inheritance as children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We need to take him at his word, and we need to claim all that he came to die and to resurrect from the grave to give us. All of the beauty of heaven he brings to earth. I think that's why he taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so let's live in this new year up to the inheritance line as children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to pray a little bit more here, Grayson, still remembering that we're looking at Psalm 31 and verse 15 in this prayer, which says, "My future is in your hands." There's a great amount of hope in that scripture, Grayson. My future is in your hands. Oh God, you hold my future. And let me continue the prayer now. We accept your gift of a new year, and we praise your name in advance for what's ahead. We depend on you to help us be exactly who you want us to be, your witnesses to your world. Yes, on this day you have made, I say rejoice. And again I say rejoice. In the name of the one called Wonderful, Jesus our Savior. Amen. So Grayson, on this last portion of the prayer, just add as much as you like to, and whatever the Lord is bringing into your heart. And then why don't you pray your own prayer after your comments for this new year?
Well, certainly we should rejoice and praise him and thank him for all the things he's done in our lives and all the things he's going to do. He is worthy of our praise. The Bible says that. So certainly we shouldn't forget to praise him and to thank him. Lord, I just thank you for this past year, 2017, and for the opportunities that you've given us here on Front Porch Talks to share your word and to share your good news to those that are listening. And I pray that you'll do the same in 2018, that you'll give us more opportunities to share your word, and that you will give us the words to speak. We don't want to share our words. We want to share your words, Lord. And I pray that you will speak through us to those listening, Lord, and that they will be blessed, and that you will speak hope through us. We pray that this broadcast brings hope to those that listen, Lord, and that people will come to you. Maybe there's somebody listening that doesn't know you. We pray that they would come to know you, Lord. And we pray that in turn people will go and share the good news of the gospel to those around them, Lord, that we won't keep it to ourselves, but that we will share your light, share your good news to those around us, Lord. And so that it is the gift that will keep on giving to people around us, and then they will give the good news to the people around them, Lord, and it'll keep multiplying for your glory and for the good of your kingdom, Lord. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying, Grayson. And I have another prayer that I wrote back several years ago now, And I call it my leadership prayer from a surrendered heart. And it's printed in a book that I wrote titled Relational Leadership. And it seems to be a helpful prayer to people I've encountered. And it was straight from my heart, just like the other prayers I just prayed that were part of a December devotional guide that I wrote back also a few years ago, titled The Boy Brings Joy, A Jesus-Led Journey of Joy for December. And so I believe in praying spontaneous prayers, but I also believe there's great value once in a while, or more than once in a while, whatever you choose, to sit down and just write prayers down. You know, it's like writing a love letter to the Lord. And I think it matters when we write prayers from our heart. We think through our mind what we want to say to the Lord, and then we bring those prayers to Him from hearts of love, hearts of trust. And so this is my leadership prayer from a surrendered heart. And I'm going to pray it, and I pray that you will kind of join me in affirming the prayer as we go along. And the way you would do that is if I pray something that you certainly agree with, just say amen, or so be it, or let it happen, Lord. And here we go now as we continue to pray and seek the heart of God. Dearest Abba, Father, please free me from all fear for this day, from all anxiety about tomorrow, from all bitterness toward another, from all cowardice in the face of danger, from all laziness in the necessity of work, from all failure before opportunity, from all weakness when your power is so available. Please free me, Lord, in you. Please fill me with love that knows no limit, with hope that knows no defeat, with sympathy that embraces the hurting, with courage that cannot be intimidated, with strength adequate for life's challenges, with loyalty that proves my devotion to you and to others, with release to soar on the wings of eagles, with wisdom to match life's complexities, with peace that silences me in every storm, with faith that sees and glows in the dark. And please fill me, Lord, with you. I surrender myself completely to you, Lord, and I gladly say yes to your perfect will and your divine way. My delights, my desires find fulfillment in your holy presence. Thank you for the gift of your precious, loving Son and your blessed Holy Spirit. Today, I rededicate my best, my all, yes, my life, to your glory. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. In your church, Lord, be glorified, I pray. I plead your blood and whisper your name. You are the one called Wonderful, Jesus, my life Savior. Because of your limitless love, O Lord, I am humbled, I am grateful, and I am speechless. Amen, amen, and amen. And so, with this prayer edition of Front Porch Talks, we say goodbye to 2017 for forever. It is gone. It has passed. And we will have new opportunities beginning now. And I pray that we will live with expectations of what God wants in us and through us. You know, we could say that with a new year, well, we really don't know where we're going, but we know who we're going with. And that's what matters most. And so there are difficult questions in life. In Hebrews 11:8, it says, he went out not knowing where he was going. Well, that could be us. But we know who we are going with. Just like Abraham, he went out and he went where God led him day by day. And we can live with the faith of Abraham. It says that Abraham was right with God. He believed God. He trusted God. And as a result, he was called a friend of God. And all of that trusting by faith was accounted to Abraham as righteousness. And so we're moving on out, and we should have earnest expectation. In Philippians 1 and verse 20, we read these words, my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. In other words, we have a determined purpose. And that is, in the words of Oswald Chambers, that Jesus would be our utmost and we would be our utmost for his highest. In other words, that we would give our best for his glory. He gave his best for our story. And we want to echo that. And we want to reach with an absolute and irrevocable surrender of our wills to his will. We want what he wants more than he wants anything. That's a beautiful way to make transition from one year to the next, is in full surrender to the will of God. We want what he wants. Deo volente is a Latin phrase that means as God wills or whatever God wants. And so Deo volente, D-E-O, V-O-L-E-N-T-E, two words, Deo volente, as God wills, whatever God wants. Let's transfer out of this old year into the new year, trust in him with abandon, and abandoning ourselves to God, knowing that he will never abandon us. So we should be entirely resolute that we will offer our utmost for his highest, and that we will be absolutely and wholly and entirely and completely his and his alone. You know what you call someone who belongs exclusively to God? A saint. And I pray in the new year that we will live under that definition of a saint, that we will be able to say, I belong totally, completely to God. I want what he wants. That will be the point of my new year. And so may God be with us as we move forward, as we launch out. May we passionately love Jesus with our all. Grayson, if there's anything you want to add, please do. And then I'll put a closing on the program.
Well, we just pray that you have a happy new year. And we pray that this program continues to give you hope and encouragement. And we pray that you will share that encouragement with those around you going into this new year. And thank you for joining us.
Yes, we are so grateful. And we're very grateful to WBTX and Sunshine Ministries, who invite us to have this program, A Half Hour of Hope, every Sunday for your life and for ours. And we are very grateful. You know, we've never asked for money on this program. It's not what we do. Our church raises the money to make sure that this program happens every Sunday. And our church is a local church in Harrisonburg, Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. And we want to give thanks to our local church folk who believe in Front Porch Talks, so much so that every year around May or June, we raise an offering that pays for the whole year of broadcasting, and we send that money to Sunshine Ministries. But you know, if you'd like to partner with us, we're okay with that. And I know it's the end of the year, and everybody's been asking for giving, so make sure you know we're not asking, we're just saying, if you want to be a part of what we're doing, we don't want to keep you from that. We'd like to share. And you can just make the money payable to Harrisonburg Nazarene Church. And you can mail it to 1871 Boyers Road. 1871 Boyers Road, Harrisonburg, Virginia, 22801. Now, of course, this is the last day of the year, December 31st. And if you're looking for some kind of contribution credit, of course, you could get that. But you would need to make your gift online, and you can do that as well at hfcngive.com. That's hfcngive.com, and you could give a special offering and just mark it when you give it online to Front Porch Talks broadcast. No pressure, all pleasure. We're just grateful that God has provided. And we pray that the song we leave you with today will be a blessing as well. We say to you for the new year, Godspeed, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus.
We would also appreciate your prayers for Front Porch Talks in this coming year. The two songs that we have for you today is our friend Brian Arner singing Joy to the World, and our friend Sheila Muskin singing Winter Wonderland.
Winter sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.